companies, other people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
It's Mind, Body, and Soul. Dr. Michael Kluska is here, along with Nan Cohen. This is Pittsburgh Works. He is from the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery. It's all about Mommy Makeover Day. And, of course, Doc, it's great to have you and actually meet you in person. Last time you were in St. Louis, and yesterday we did a little promotional message that ran with Bill Rakoff in the afternoon, and that was done via the phone. So it's a pleasure to meet you. And, obviously, you practice what you preach. You look good.
Thank you, Rob. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you here. Nan, look who you brought with us today. Thank you very much.
I know. You've been waiting to meet him.
I have. I find this profession very fascinating. I do.
Well, we've been down the road before, right?
We've known a lot of people in this business. Absolutely.
Reunited. Here we are. Okay. So, you know, I was down in Florida, right? Before I leave, I get the call from Dr. Kluska, and he says, Nan, do you remember what you said to me?
I don't.
Don't forget the sunscreen.
That's right.
Didn't you say that?
Yep,
every
I did.
Time I went outside, guess what I did, Rob?
What did you do? Put sunscreen on?
Every time. Because he popped up. It was like he was just looking at me, and I had to do it. So I know you're going to address, we're all heading, we're itching. May not be the perfect weather out there today, but we're going to work on that.
Yes.
But we've had a couple nice days. What do we need to do?
Well, Nan, with the problem with the sun today is that I don't know if anybody notices it, but it feels warmer, it feels hotter, it feels like you can get a burn quicker now than when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, whether it's a part of the ozone layer or not, I don't know. But at the end of the day, 80 to 90% of all of our sun damage comes from by the time we're 18. And as a result, that's because when we're 18 or younger, we're trying to get those tans, we're going in tanning beds, etc. What I try to tell everybody, and I caution them, is just wear your sunscreen. You'll still get tan. You just won't get that burn or that tan in day one. It may take 3 days, but you're protecting yourself against the UVA, UVB harmful rays.
You know, I did want to ask this question if I can.
Yeah.
I've been a lifelong tanning bedder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or as people would say, you tanny bettis. But it never was really to get a tan. More it was for a little R&R, that incubator stage of the day where you take 20 minutes just to escape the rest of the world. And I have friends who are big advocates of it. I know Harrisburg has gotten involved with it now, you know, as far as state law. I have a lot of friends that are dermatologists. I was telling you about Dr. Stiegel moments ago. Good people. I'm hearing that a lot of people are actually bringing that into their practice. Is there truth to that, where tanning beds are actually being used to help such things as acne? Have you heard anything about that?
Tanning beds, the tanning bed that you know,
different.
Is different. No, these are blue lights. There's different types of wavelengths to treat the bacteria in the acne. It's a little bit different. You do get some sun tan from that, and you're also getting a little bit of sun damage, but it's not near what you're getting in a tanning bed, with the wolf bulbs or anything like that. No.
Totally different.
Totally different.
Okay. Do you advocate any of that at all within reason?
I'll tell you, I can't. It's impossible to sit here and say, yes, I advocate tanning beds. No. In Pennsylvania, we get 37 sun days a year, you know, so it's ironic. We have more skin cancer per capita in this part of the country than in Florida, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because people in Florida are cognizant of wearing their sunblock and going out. They get sun all the time, so they're really trying to protect. We don't protect at all. We have to protect. There's so much skin cancer around here. I do a lot of skin cancer work in addition to my cosmetic surgery practice. And you'd be surprised how many melanomas we see in this part of the country because of tanning beds.
866-391-1020, Dollar Bank Instant Access at kdkaradio.com. From the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery, Dr. Michael Kluska is here. This is Nan Cohen and Pittsburgh Works. Nan.
Rob, we've got better things for you to do than to go get some R&R for 10 to 20 minutes.
You know what? I'm 56 years old, so be it. I'm going to the tanning bed.
Yeah, well, if you take a look over here at this brown spot, and you take a look over here at that brown spot, yeah, they're going to go away because I'm going to...
The only thing that...
I need to get them, but they didn't happen overnight.
No.
No.
And I don't like the way they're looking, so...
So you don't go to a tanning bed anymore at all?
No. No. Years. No. I had a wake-up call working years ago in this world. And
plus, it can be a little expensive, too, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. It is expensive. But, you know, you don't need the tanning bed, guys. There's self-tanners at home. There's spray tans.
Spray-ons.
I mean, my med spa office spray tans, they last 6-7 days. That's as long as a tanning bed lasts.
And it's healthy. You feel healthier. You want the look. You want to feel that. Like I always say, when I get down to Florida, I like the vitamin D. Green trees, just to feel the sun hit me. But it's not, I'm not like that anymore.
All right, it's 9:12. We'll take a break. If you would like to talk about anything that we are discussing on the program today, feel free, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or Dollar Bank, instant access, kdkradio.com. Nan Cohen, Pittsburgh Works, Mind, Body, and Soul, back in minutes on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, Pittsburgh Works. We are back. Mind, Body, and Soul. Dr. Michael Kluska and Nan Cohen. Nan, go right ahead.
On the last show, I happened to bring up, I used this word stuff. And it was kind of funny because I was on my Facebook and I opened up a chat. And they said, I hit it home with the stuff thing. Because Mother's Day was coming, as we said earlier. We're here now. And me, myself, and I don't need things anymore. I love everything, the photos and that the kids give you and all that. But I'm also at a different phase of my life. And I look at it and I say to them, oh, I'd like to get this done. Oh, I'd like to get that done. You know, you start looking at things at yourself. And these are things that it's now for me. And I know I hit it because I was listening to what, if you take the time to listen to what people were saying, they're also thinking it. So I had to bring it to the forefront. Dr. Kluska, tell us what you're seeing coming in. There's so many things that could be done that don't, there's no downtime. They're in for a simple procedure. In the office, we talked about injectables. We talked about fillers. It's really bringing that person back to the look that they might have had. We're not turning back the clock all the way, but it's that refreshed, rejuvenated look. That's what we're after. Yeah. I'm after.
Yeah, there's no question, Nan. You know, as people age, and it's men and women, but, you know, majority of my practice obviously is women. And women want to look as good as they feel. There are women out there 50, 60, 70 years old that feel like they're 30. But you can't maintain that look. As we age, the bones in the face are shrinking, the fat in the face is losing volume, and for lack of better terms, their balloon is becoming deflated. So you're talking about non-invasive stuff, Botox and fillers, just to freshen up the face, a good skincare program, a microdermabrasion, a little photofacial laser treatment, all things that can be done in less than an hour, and the patient can walk out with almost instant gratification. That's what moms want.
When microdermabrasion, Rob, I know we both have had them numerous times. You feel like, oh, it's me again. Yeah. But you can't, until you experience that.
I'll be honest, I've only had it done once with you. And I got to tell you, it was life-altering. It's an amazing experience.
But until you can experience that, it was the inside. I felt there was, you know, walking out, we talk about this all the time, shoulders are back, like I felt amazing.
You're clean.
Yes.
And what did it really take? I was in the chair for 45 minutes.
Yeah, and it's relaxing, too.
Oh, it's better than that tan.
It's basically a deep facial, right? Yeah, it's better
than
that tanning bed, Rob.
Vinny's on the car. I'm on the tan. You know, we got you covered.
That's
here.
Okay. Listen, I'm used to being beat down, but I'll rise amongst the ashes before it's all said and done. But let me just say this. I have such admiration for people that really are professional physicians, and especially the things that you're dealing with healthcare. Just real quick, because I had a great conversation yesterday with my friend, dermatologist Dr. Stiegel, about what's cosmetic and what isn't. Doctors really are juggling so many balls, then they have to make those decisions. What's your thoughts about that? Because many things that are cosmetic are not necessarily just to make you look better, but there is an underlying health issue there. But because of how they look at it, healthcare companies and insurers, this stuff's not covered. So a lot of people will not or cannot pay for that themselves. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll tell you, here's the thing from an insurance standpoint. Something that is covered by your insurance is medically necessary. Why is it medically necessary? It's medically necessary because it will change the way you feel, your neck and back pain, for example, posture, irritation of the skin, those types of things. For example, a breast reduction is an insurance case if it is something that's going to improve the quality of your life from a medical standpoint. Everything else is considered cosmetic. The insurance companies get in a bind because many times doctors and patients, and this is more patient-driven than physician-driven, are trying to push something through that's not necessarily medically necessary, right? And that becomes the issue. So the insurance companies try to pull back. That being said, though, there's so many little things you can do from a cosmetic standpoint that really aren't that much more expensive than a doctor's visit anyway.
Correct. But that's why I thank you for opening up our eyes to see that.
Yeah.
When we talk about some of the procedures, you know, before we were looking at things like, you know, facelift, breast enhancement, everything goes hand in hand. You don't, I always looked at it. We have somebody that came into my other office and was, you know, I want to have a facelift, but they weren't going to look at the eyes. And I want to get a picture, a snapshot picture from you of creating the whole, the vision. Because if you're doing a face and you're not looking at the eyes, right? Or you're doing a face and not looking at the neck, looking at face, not the brow. People just, they give me, in this chat I had one procedure, but it sometimes can grow to feature that I don't want to look like a Joan Rivers. And I wanted
True.
To bring that up because
yeah.
that came up in the chat. But what do you see and how do you... How's the conversation engaged with that?
Well, first of all, Nan, Joan Rivers looks a lot better now than she did 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And I think part of that is because the techniques are better now.
Okay.
What we're starting to do, you know, when somebody comes in for a facelift in my office, I don't just address the face or the facelift. We address the entire face, the brow, the lids, the face, the neck. And I try to give them something, a combination of procedures that will enhance what their inner beauty. That's what we're trying to do and make them look natural. A facelift alone without anything else is not going to look natural long term. The eyes are going to continue to age more than the face did, or the face may be taken back 10 years and the eyes are still where they are, and the patient starts to look unnatural. So the important take-home point for the patient, the consumer, is to go in with an open mind and understand that synergy is key. I need a little bit of everything to make you look better and natural for your age.
All right, Dollar Bank Instant Access message from Nancy. Can you recommend any over-the-counter lotions to help lighten sunspots, or many of us may remember them as liver spots? Any thoughts on that, Doc?
There aren't a lot of great over-the-counter products. Most of the stuff that's available is either prescriptive or medical-grade skincare. You need something that has bleaching properties to it, something with a hydroquinone. Is going to have some bleaching properties to it. I really don't know of anything that you can go into Rite Aid over the counter and get that's going to work.
Any laser treatments?
But laser treatments
okay.
are awesome. Laser treatments and medical grade skincare, again, synergy, combination of both, will help improve sunspots tremendously, even out the tone and quality of the skin, and give it a fresher look.
866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Okay, we have a mother. Middle-aged mother who just wants to feel better and is working day and night taking care of her family and obviously working another full-time job. What could they do and come in and see you at the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery in Greensburg to give them a quick pick-me-up that obviously would also not be too harsh on the wallet?
If you're going for something that's non-invasive from a surgical standpoint, non-invasive, I would say Botox and fillers. It's going to be a great little procedure, combination procedure. She could have her Botox for around $350 a cc and a filler that's maybe to plump the lines, the folds around the mouth and or the lips for another $600, and she's out the door in 20 minutes under $1,000. That being said, you could also go to just skincare. Get a microdermabrasion with the skincare eval and get on a nice skincare line, and you'd be surprised how much that helps the quality and tone of the skin.
I have to tell you, I was with Dr. Klusk in the office, and I was utterly amazed when I saw him do an injectable on a patient with the lips. I was flabbergasted. Rob, you got to look at me. It was middle-aged to older woman. The lips were inward. And when I just, you know, obviously I couldn't take a picture or anything, but I know my mouth dropped open. What you created right then and there. And there she was leaving with it. It was amazing. And I don't know how you describe that look.
Well,
it was sunken in. There was no lip here anymore on the inside. And wow, they were beautiful.
Yeah. What happens as you age, you're losing the volume in your face. The bones shrink. So the mandible goes first. The upper part of the jaw or the maxilla goes second. And the lips lose their air. So the easiest thing to do is just plump the lips.
They basically deflate.
They deflate. And if you can plump the lips and then plump the corners of the bottom lip, the outside corners, that turns the lip up and creates a more pleasant, less sad or tired look.
It was just amazing. Rob, you have to see when when you haven't seen it and you see it, that's really where it shows.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
It is 9:26 on KDK. Before we take a break, we've got a minute before the break. Tell everybody about where he is located, how they can get a hold of him, his website, and all that other good stuff.
Well, I think you should really take the ride out to see your facility. It is just amazing when I was there and what you've done and what you've created out
there.
Thank you, Dan. He's right off of Route 30 on Pellis Road. That's 410 Pellis Road. And you can reach him at 724-836-0400. That's 724-836-0400. And we could check him out on the web at cosmeticcontours.com.
All right, coming up on 9:27, number to dial to be on the program is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or Dollar Bank Instant Access, kdkradio.com. All about mom. It's Mother's Day weekend. We're talking about mommy makeovers, right?
I'm here. That's why we're talking.
That's right.
All right, stay tuned, everybody. We'll come back. Much more still to come today on Mind, Body, and Soul with Nan Cohen. This is Pittsburgh Works.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, Dr. Michael Kluska is here. This is Nan Cohen's Mind, Body, and Soul, Pittsburgh Works, number to dial for a mommy makeover, tips, information, whatever you need, and whatever they can do for you at the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery. You can call us now at 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Let's talk about skincare from a guy's point of view, even though it's a Mother's Day weekend. And you were talking to me about just simple skincare, but guys just don't want to spend all day putting the mask on, you know, giving that extra time to exfoliate their skin. How can men get good-looking skin with little effort? Or is that even possible?
Well, no, it is possible, Rob. The first and foremost, everybody should have a good face wash, a non-soap-based face wash in the shower. Use it once a day, twice a day, whatever you want, but that's going to be the basis of this. And then number two, there are so many simple steps that men can use, a one-step process where they're doing a little light glycolic every day, glycolic acid cream every day, or some type of moisturizer that's going to enhance and help keep down the pigmentation changes in their skin. So at the end of the day, if a guy can do a face wash in the shower and have one or two applications of a product every day when he brushes his teeth and does all the other stuff, his skin's going to stay looking younger, much younger than the average person.
I think mommy's going to like that.
Yeah.
That's a gift from mommy.
I do. I like to look at my husband and want him to look good. And, you know, if I'm dating somebody or in a relationship, I think that's very important. So I'm going to step up.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
866-391-1020, Dollar Bank Instant Access, kdkradio.com.
Dr. Kluska, can you just go through a little bit of a consultation? I have to admit, sometimes presenting something that might be bothering me, I'm worried about what you're looking at when you're seeing me.
Yeah.
This was huge on the chat, by the way.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Nan. When somebody comes to me for consultation, I don't try to impose on them my opinion or what my perception is. I want them to tell me what their problem or their issue is. And then obviously I'm going to give my professional opinion on their issue. I never really try to force them to go somewhere else on the consult. I think that's the easiest thing. I really try to listen and kind of be their friend or their, you know, just somebody that's not obtrusive on them and say, you get this, you get that, you get that. No, it's quite the opposite. When I'm in a consult, I listen for the first 15 minutes. They tell me every little issue they have, and then I explain what the options are.
So when we come in with a facelift, that may not be needed, or maybe it is.
Absolutely. Many times women come in and say, I need a facelift, and really they don't. And I tell them that, and I don't try to do a procedure just to get the money. I mean, that's not the goal here. The goal here for me is to put out a really good product. And if you don't need a facelift, but you need a little bit of Botox, skincare, and a filler, that's what we're going to do.
Can we talk about liposuction?
Sure.
It's one of my favorite things. I just have to bring... Well, Rob looked at me on that one. Rob, what do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to bring up lipo. I know we're talking about moms, but lipo fits into both categories. We talked about a little bit that this is not a quick fix for weight loss, which was great on the last show. Can you give us a little bit about downtime and what's involved in the surgery? People, they want the reality snapshot of it.
The reality, the true reality of liposuction. Liposuction is a procedure that usually takes no more than 2 hours to do on the average person. It volume is an issue. When somebody comes in who's overweight and wants to lose 20 pounds, liposuction is not the answer. But conversely, liposuction will help problematic areas that are refractory to conservative management, diet and exercise. So if you're coming in and getting liposuction for what it's truly meant to be used for, you have an hour to an hour and a half procedure. You have about 7 days of downtime. And when I say that, at 7 to 10 days, I have my patients back in the gym working out. The other thing I do is I encourage patients with liposuction to, after the procedure, then really hit it hard on their diet and exercise program. Because if you can decrease the remaining fat cells there and cause them to shrink, you get an overall shrink wrap of the skin and a better result as well.
And the areas that we are performing liposuction on, we talked, was interesting, about the bat wings.
Sure.
Okay, which was under the arm.
Arm when the arms.
Women aren't, you know, we're getting into the summer dressing, and I, you know, we don't want to wiggle and waggle there. Belly.
Belly is an excellent place for liposuction, barring that we don't have a lot of skin laxity, because if you have skin laxity and I remove the fat, now we have an empty sack of skin. And many times you need a little tummy tuck as
tummy
well
tuck
with that.
With that. Moving down to the legs.
Medial and lateral thighs, most common areas. Medial knees. So you'd be surprised how many girls come in and say, I have fat knees.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people do. They have a little fat deposit in the medial knee, and that's so simple to do. It can be done in the office under local anesthetic.
Things that make you say, okay. You got a call here from Sue. I can't see what it's about, Sue, but it's something about invasive surgery. Susan, Sue?
Hey, Sue, good morning. You're on KDK. Go ahead.
Good morning. I actually had two questions. For somebody who is a little squeamish but still wants to have a little done here and there, or some, you know, some help in certain areas, is all plastic surgery, is everything that you do, you know, highly invasive?
No, not at all. Again, there's non-invasive, and then there is obviously invasive, and something like liposuction is considered a little bit more minimally invasive.
Okay.
A full tummy tuck is considered invasive.
Okay.
And you have to look at that. The more invasive something is, the more downtime there is, the more recovery, a little bit more pain as well.
Okay. Thank you. That's kind of what I wanted to know. And then the second question that I had was about breast augmentation. Because, you know, you always see these girls who go for breast augmentation, and they go, you know, from something that is their natural state to something that looks a little abnormal, you know, very, very large. And I guess I was wondering, is that something that you always recommend, or do you look at the person's body size, their weight, their...
Yeah, that's an excellent topic as well. So the most important thing that I think that when you're doing this, a consultation for breast augmentation, is I'm looking at their figure. I want to match shoulders, breast, waist, hips, thighs, all together, so that your proportion. If you have proportion and form, you're gonna feel better about yourself. You're gonna have better self-esteem, and the size of the implant is secondary, really. You can't pigeonhole people into an implant that you're going to be a D. I tell patients, you bring a sports bra, we try the implants on. You may choose a B implant, you may choose a double D implant. We have to make that decision. And I don't even let patients see the size. We don't talk about size or cup size of the implant until after they've made their decision.
Oh, okay. So you're not saying, okay, this is a C size that we're going to try now.
No, not at all. Conversely, I just have you put the implants in. We try them on. You bring a nice tight top to wear over top of your sports bra in the room so we can see what you look like in your clothing. And then at the end of the consult, you'll say to me, well, what size is that? And then we can discuss, well, that's a 350cc implant, or that's a C cup, or that's a D cup.
Okay. How much recovery time is there typically for breast augmentation?
Breast augmentation, I have people back to the gym, running, exercising within 17 to 21 days.
Wow.
It's amazing. She sounds like she's amazed at that.
I have to say, but
she's up and going after a surgery. Well, like that. You're up and going. You're not
at 3 days.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want you to increase your heart rate or blood pressure for that first 2 weeks because of the risk of bleeding.
Okay.
We got all your questions answered there?
I think that answered them. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sue.
Hey, Sue, thank you for the call. We're going to get a break in here. Dr. Michael Kluska is here. It's the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery, 410 Pellis Road, Greensburg. Call them at 724-836-0400 or go to cosmeticcontours.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we're going to talk to Bill now as we continue with Nan Cohen, Mind, Body, and Soul. Dr. Michael Kluska is here, and Bill is on the line right now. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to KDKA.
Hi, this is Bill. I have a question about those face scrubs that you were mentioning, non-soap, and then the glycolic acid. Do you have brand names for that?
The product lines that I carry in going from most aggressive to least aggressive, I carry three lines: the Abaji Nuderm system, the Is Clinical system, and then Vivite. These are three lines that are very aggressive medical grade skincare lines. Something you're not going to find at Sephora or you know at the local Macy's department store, and they do focus on improving the tone and quality of your skin.
Anything else, Bill?
Yes, follow-up question. The other day, I had a small red mark removed from my and it's covered up. Anything I can do to accelerate the healing?
I had a red spot removed. Anything he can do to accelerate the healing?
Well, it depends on how it was removed. I would talk to your physician to make sure that the scar is mature in a mature stage of healing prior to doing anything. But after that, then you can use vitamin E or Mederma to massage the scar once or twice a day for about a month or so. And then also you should put a little sunblock on it for about 6-8 weeks.
All right. Thank you so much. Boy, sunblock can do a lot of good, can it?
Absolutely.
All right. And it has obviously evolved since the old days of Seabreeze when we were kids and Copper Tones. Come a long way, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. We've found that, the days of putting the baby oil, iodine, and tin foil around you is not the answer.
What about the album we used to line with tin foil?
Don't want to do that. And when it comes to sunblock, you're looking for both a chemical and a physical block. There's a lot of product lines that carry both right now. Something that's opaque, it has a little bit of white in it, zinc oxide or some type of a white block is a physical block. And then there's also chemicals within the sunblocks themselves that help protect the skin.
If you have a question for Dr. Michael Kluska, call us now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com.
Dr. Kluska, is there any chance that you start surgeries too early in life? And I always said it's nice to progress with it. It's hard to take an 80-year-old and turn back the clock to what they want. But is it also, when you start noticing, is that the time even to sit down with you and have a consultation to discuss, I'm starting to see this versus I saw this was many years ago I started to notice this. Could you enlighten us a little bit on that?
Yeah, and that's a really good topic because there have been studies that have shown that patients, for example, with facelifts are more pleased with their results when they have their facelift by the time they're 55.
Okay.
For so long term, a 50-year-old patient has a facelift at 57 or 60 is happier with her result long term than somebody who had it at 75. And you hit the nail on the head. You can't do a lot with skin that's 75 years old. Right? You're past that mark. Today's times, we're trying to do less invasive procedures with less downtime, quicker recovery, and better results, more natural results. The only way to do that is to kind of stay with it.
How much do you put into it? It's just in their DNA. I saw a lovely woman yesterday who obviously was an older woman, a senior, and her skin was impeccable. And I just thought, boy, if I could have skin that nice at that age, is it just really sometimes it's hereditary?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's my line on it? Some people have it in their have great genetic genes, right. And others have Dr. Michael Kluska. So I chalk that up to that all the time.
Listen, if you have great genes and you're getting something done, you even have a better result. If you have poor genes, it's going to be difficult, especially the longer you wait. So nip it in the bud early.
All right. What about diet? Does that have anything to do with good skin?
Yes, absolutely. Diet and exercise both play a tremendous role in skin quality, tone, and texture.
Looks like Sherry wants to join the conversation.
All right.
Hi, Sherry.
Welcome, Sherry.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I was just wondering, I've seen some advertisements for things like laser treatment for fat loss, fat reduction. There are different lasers out there. I'm wondering if those are actually recommended and effective, or if liposuction is really still the way to go.
Here's my rule of thumb on that. The more invasive something is, the more definitive it is. If you're going to go and lay on a table and have a laser, external laser wave around you, the results are going to be much more minimal than if you come in and actually have your liposuction done. You have to be careful with that chair. It's a touchy topic because a lot of physicians believe that the lasers, those external lasers work. You have to also understand that I'm a surgeon, and my goal is to operate and take care of things more definitively than waving a wand over you. So that said, the two schools of thought, my school of thought is if you want it taken care of, invasive liposuction is going to take care of it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Again, if you'd like to reach the doctor at his office, which is in Greensburg, 724-836-0400. Nan.
Looks like Cheryl wants to join us. We're starting to roll here. We have so much information to get out. Cheryl, let's join the conversation with us. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you.
What's your question?
I was calling to ask what the fee would be for a first-time consultation.
Are you a mom?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going out on the limb. Dr. Kluska, take care of that for her.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, Cheryl, if you call my office and you tell them that you heard me this Saturday on the radio, we'll give you a free consult.
Okay, I could go a little further if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I've had two surgeries, one in 75, one in 2000, with vertical, horrible, put back together abdominal scars, and I was wondering about having something done in that area. Can you work around that, make that look better?
Absolutely. There are a lot of procedures we can do, depending on what you had done, and obviously you and I would have to meet and
right.
go over this in detail, but there's a lot of things we can do to minimize those scars, re-excise them, make them prettier, for lack of better terms, and more socially acceptable.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's get our final break in here, and we'll come back and wrap up the hour with Dr. Michael Kluska. Again, the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery, Pellis Road, Greensburg, 724-836-0400 or cosmeticcontours.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Dr. Michael Kluska, it's a pleasure. You really did a great job today, very informative, and again, let me echo the sentiments of many who have such respect for what you do, and just keep up the great work.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me today.
All right, we got a couple of minutes before we say goodbye this hour and get ready for the guys from True Value. Just some of the things we talked about today. Someone listening right now, you know what? I'm going to surprise my significant other. I'm going to make the call out to Greensburg, and I'm going to get an appointment set, and I'm going to take them in for that just under $1,000 what they can get.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Rob.
I don't even want to put a dollar on it.
Huh? No, there's no sense putting a dollar on it. Let's just say, first of all, anybody that calls...
He put the dollar amount on it.
Well,
earlier.
I did. But just to give you an idea, but anybody that calls my office from this show, mention the show, you get a free consult. That's number one. So that's a great gift for mom. And it's no out-of-pocket money.
And it's something mom can do for herself by herself.
Exactly.
Without anybody else's ear. Don't take your girlfriend. Don't take your mother, your sister. Go spend the time and at least educate yourself with Dr. Kluska. Learn what's out there for yourself.
Right.
And I like the fact we're going to have to pick up on that about starting when you start to see it versus when you wait. And I should have, would have, could have. So on the next show, I'd like to delve into that, and we'll shoot some reality to it. Dr. Kluska, I think everybody should hop onto your website. Listen to me. I think it's a great website. I love the before and after shots. It's cosmeticcontours.com.
Correct.
There's where I think that you're going to see it. I know you love creating a smile. You want them on the inside to smile as well as what comes on the outside. And that's why I really decided to do this show with you. You're pulling it from your heart. Compassion. I watch you talk to patients. I'm there. So keep doing what you're doing for all of us.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
You can reach Dr. Kluska at 724-836-0400. The big thing, Dr. Kluska, you want to get out today is what? Put on sunscreen. You don't want us coming in to see the brown spots like Nan has.
Right.
That were, yeah. Like Rob might
Nan's
have.
Nan's brown spots aren't that bad, guys. But at the end of the day, you need to protect your skin. There's no question about it. And at the end of the day, moms need to do something for themselves.
Okay.
Come on out and see us.
And dads, you need to do something too for moms. You know,
we
want that. We want to be able to look at you, brothers, sisters, uncles. You know, everybody has some male in their life to look at, I hope. And that you want it to be pleasurable.
Absolutely, yeah. Come in. We have everything from surgical to non-surgical services. We have a full med spa, hair salon, nails, you name it. It's one-stop shop. That's what we do.
And you do a lot of just about everything from your facility, right?
Yes. We have a fully accredited cosmetic surgical suite and recovery room. So I would say 90% of my surgeries are done there.
What do you think finally makes a person to make that decision about a significant procedure to call your office?
I think it's the being comfortable with the physician or a show like this to make you feel a level of comfort enough that you can come in and we can talk. And that's all we're going to do. We're not doing surgery that day, folks. We're just talking.
And the why I like it is you're getting to see him real. I mean, he's taking time out of his day. He's here in the studio with you. He's willing to talk to anybody. And that shows something of your character.
Thank you, Nan.
There we go again.
Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, both of you have a wonderful day and we'll do it again, okay?
Thanks, Rob.
Dr. Michael Kluska, and of course, your host, Nan Cohen, Mind, Body, and Soul, Pittsburgh Works. Thank you, Nan.
Oh, thank you, Rob.